Hi, this is Brad Easterling, IPM agent here in Glasscock, Reagan, and Upton counties. The good news around here is that we did finally get a little shower to come through. Bad news, it wasn't kind of what we needed for a planting rain, as we'd call it, but we did get anywhere from about a tenth up to 3 to 4 tenths around the area, so it was at least a start. We do have a little bit of rain in the forecast, so hopefully throughout the rest of this week, maybe over the weekend, we'll get a little bit more rain in the area. Looking around the area, you know, our wheat, it continues to advance at a pretty quick rate around here. Most everything that you look at, it's got that good golden brown color to it. You know, there's a few green tillers in most of these fields, but for the most part, it's drying down pretty quick, and it'll just be a kind of a matter of time before we get in there and start harvesting the majority of this. When you look at our corn and sorghum around here, it's, you know, had a fairly rough start. These high winds that we've had for the majority of this growing season on corn and sorghum has really been taking a toll on it. The heat's really caused a lot of these leaves start curling up and makes it look a little bit rough out there, but we've got the water going and it's kind of freshening up some of this. When you look at most of our corn, it's anywhere from the V4 to the V8 growth stage right now. A lot of guys are starting to put out fertilizer as that growing point starting to emerge, come above the soil line. If they haven't, they really need to get fertilizer going, as it's kind of a critical growth stage for setting a yield on this corn, so they really need to get their fertilizer out. Sorghum's kind of the same stage or same point right now. It's anywhere from emerging up to about V6, so that older sorghum, they need to get their fertilizer going on it. Another thing that they need to keep in mind right now is this larger corn that we've got, plus some of our larger sorghum, that V6 up to V8, need to be careful cultivating those fields as the root system is really starting to kind of expand out a little bit. So they need to kind of watch running through there with their cultivator and not pruning any of those roots off of it. Watermelons are finally starting to turn around a little bit. You know, early on, we'd get a little bit of a cold snap and then it warm up and then it kind of cool off a little bit, and now that we started getting some of those warm days out there, they're starting to look a little bit better. They're greening up, starting to expand those vines a little bit, so they're looking a little bit better and really starting to grow off. The wind kind of played havoc with them for a little while, beat them up a little bit, tossed those plants around, but they're greening up and looking pretty decent. From a cotton standpoint, we actually have a little bit of cotton in the field, not a tremendous amount, but we've got a handful of growers that got in early and got a little bit of seed put in the ground. Some of it's coming up, kind of like normal. You know, some of our varieties look a little bit better than others. Some of them shot up and are kind of growing off, and then some of these smaller seeded varieties are struggling a little bit to come up, but all in all, what we have got in the ground is looking fairly decent. You know, we're still probably a week away from what we would historically call our planting window. You know, we've gotten in because it is good and warm right now, but normally, you know, later on this week to the first part of next week's when we normally start putting seed in the ground. You know, we've got a good 6-week planting window still to get cotton in before our insurance deadline, so we've got plenty of time to get cotton in. A lot of guys around here are still kind of holding off due to the rain forecast that we've got later on. They want to see if we get a little rain and help us get it in. Plus, they don't want to get it in too early and then us turn out having a good rain and packing some of it in, or getting too much of a crust and having to fight that. You know, overall, it's still really dry around here. Even on the irrigated ground, it's been pretty dry, and we're having a hard time pushing water to the surface on all of this drip cotton that we've got. Even on the 40-inch tape, we're having a hard time getting that water to the surface. The winds have been blowing so hard that it's drying the topsoil out about as fast as we can put water on it. So we're really needing that planting rain. Like I said, we're waiting on those chances of rain this coming weekend. A lot of guys still out working ground right now, trying to knock out those last few weeds that they've got out there. We're spraying fields left and right and just trying to clean them up. You know, the start clean, stay clean kind of rule of thumb. So they're trying to get as much of it cleaned up as they can. From a insect standpoint, everything is pretty mild right now. We're not seeing much of anything. Of course, wheat drying down, there's nothing out there. There may be a few thrips that we might see moving on into cotton, but fortunately in this part of the country, thrips are generally not much of an issue, especially the way it warms up and our cotton grows off. You know, we are kind of on the lookout for some grasshoppers around here, primarily what we call jumbos or our luber grasshoppers. We're keeping our eyes peeled for those right now. Last year was a pretty rough grasshopper year for us, so we're trying to keep our eyes out and see if we have a repeat of that. But so far at this point in time, we haven't seen anything. We see a few of the flying grasshoppers, primarily differentials that'll come in and out, but they generally don't feed enough to be much of an issue. Our biggest concern right now that we're really keeping our eyes peeled for is more wildlife. That appears to be maybe a bigger concern because it's been so dry. Our pastures are really brown right now with not a whole lot to eat. Even the bar ditches around here don't have much. So we're really starting to be concerned that once we do get cotton up, the only thing that's going to be green is those fields out there. We've already seen some deer, few antelope, things of that nature that are moving into some of this corn and some of the sorghum around here. So we're really concerned that once we get cotton up, a lot of the wildlife is going to move in unless we get a little bit of rain and kind of green these pastures up a little bit. But otherwise, from an insect standpoint, there's just really nothing out there to threaten these crops. But we will keep our eyes peeled as we start to get a little bit of cotton up that we may have something else kind of move in and be our next threat. Other than that, there's just really not a whole lot. We're kind of the calm before the storm right now, waiting on everything to kick off and really jump in the field.
This has been a production of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service Entomology Department here on the High Plains of Texas.